Today, Corin Stenbridge has something to sound off about. Noisy books.
My one-year-old son, JJ, already has quite a collection of books. Par for the course when your mother is a librarian. He has plastic books and foam books for use in the bathtub. He has books that sparkle, books that move, and books that double as pillows when a young, tired fellow needs a nap. This year, for his first birthday, my son received a very special present from a close family friend. That gift was, of course, a book. But not just any book. Oh no, this was an electronic book. My son now has a book that makes noise. Now, I love books. To my knowledge, I've never been annoyed by a book. Until this electronic story about a little blue locomotive, you probably know the engine I mean, chugged across our threshold. The premise of the switched-on volumes for kids is simple. There's a keypad along one side with several buttons that make different sounds. As you read the story, there are points where you're supposed to stop reading and press a key, thereby adding sound effects to the narrative. I will now demonstrate. In this particular story, the circus comes to town. And the little engine and his friends are enlisted to help. There are electronic sounds for the clowns, the circus animals, and even the tightrope walkers. During the course of the story, there are 91 opportunities to make noise. As a lark, these books are a lot of fun. I like the little engine. I like the circus. I enjoyed reading this book the first time through. But if you've spent any time around the one-year-old crowd, you'll remember that they tend to like to read the same story over and over again. Your average one-year-old is continuously surprised and delighted by the sound of the same button being pushed again and again and again. It's his parents who emerge from story hour, ready for the padded room. So let me leave all of you aunts, uncles, grandparents, godparents, and family friends with just one humble suggestion. The next time you're at the bookstore searching for the perfect gift for a one-year-old, please resist the urge to buy a book that requires a battery and earplugs. And if you can't resist, may I recommend that you keep this volume waiting at your house, where you can have the fun of reading it. And reading it, the next time we visit.